Welcome to the podcast. Today we're answering a question from a reader in terms of how do you polish? What do you tell a customer when they want to get their acrylic crystal polished? So usually, the first thing I usually tell customers when they have an acrylic crystal, the way you would tell the difference. So the first thing, let's go over the first thing. How do you tell the difference between an acrylic crystal and a sapphire crystal? An acrylic crystal or a plexi crystal looks almost very, very similar to a plastic, let's say. And when you tap on it, you should hear kind of like a plastic echoey sound, okay? For a sapphire crystal, most of the time, when you tap on it, you don't hear anything. So I'm tapping on a sapphire crystal. You hear the solidness? You might not even hear anything, okay? Now I will tap on an acrylic crystal. Listen to this. So, not sure if you heard the difference, but hopefully that gets the point across, okay? If not, don't worry, it's okay. So the acrylic crystal, when you look at it, it should look plasticky. After a good amount of years, when you look at an acrylic crystal, it should look almost very faded. You should see scratches on it very, very easily. You should also see scuff marks on acrylic crystals most of the time. With acrylic crystals, it actually costs more to polish the crystal than it does to just replace the acrylic crystal altogether. And usually that's what I tell customers. What I tell customers is that when you first, if you want to get the acrylic crystal done, of course this is barring, you know, you're not taking into account the whole watch into the equation, like the movement, etc., when it was last serviced or whatnot. But when you take a watch in that has an acrylic crystal on and they want it to be polished, it always costs more to refinish it than it does to get a new one. And a new one could cost anywhere from $40 to $80, okay? Just to polish it could cost you $100 or more. So it makes no sense, okay? Honestly, sometimes for me, it makes no sense to see something like that, especially on a Rolex acrylic or plexi crystal. It almost always costs more to polish that than it does to just simply replace it in the service. Okay, now, one of the things I want to address is that some people want to get acrylic crystals polished because it's sentimental. They don't want to have something new on that watch. So that makes sense. If that's the case, if it's sentimental or if it has value, then by all means, sure, that makes sense. Now, one of the things before you want to get your acrylic crystal polished is to make sure your watch is water resistant. Some people they make sure the watch is water resistant, okay, and they polish the acrylic crystal on the watch as the watch comes in, okay. So they don't take anything apart; they just make sure it's water resistant and they polish the crystal. Other people they will take the whole thing apart, okay. They'll take the whole thing apart, take the crystal off, and then polish the crystal by itself. That way there's no chances of possibly getting any dirt or feathers or whatnot, dust inside your watch with the crystal on. And if the water resistant machine somehow gives you a false reading, you don't want that either, okay? That's that. Sapphire crystals, you cannot polish the crystal. You cannot polish sapphire crystals. I get time and time and again from customers that come in asking me if I can polish their sapphire crystal. You cannot polish a sapphire crystal. Only thing you can polish is a acrylic and plexi crystal. That is all. For the most part, know the difference, okay? And hopefully that answers your question, my friend. And I hope you have a great day. Oh wait, and before I go, if you guys actually want to take a look at the book, or if you guys want to give a subscription in terms of rating and subscribing to the iTunes, I would definitely do that. If you guys haven't already, please check out nobswatchmaker.com. Other than that, guys, again, finally, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.